All right, so the S&P 500 yesterday hit another record high while we are waiting on big tech earnings and the Fed tomorrow. And so far, all major indices are on pace for a winning January. But then we had some reports coming out today. So how will markets react? And will this January effect last? And also, how does it affect our position, especially UPS? UPS reported earnings before the bell, and we have a UPS position, so we'll take a look at this. Anyhow, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, and today is Tuesday, January 30th. And in this show, we are going to talk about to you what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And gosh, Mark, I just zoomed out a little bit so that we see how much, what a difference a year makes. Look at this from where we are at the end of 2022 to now, 41% up in the S&P 500.
What a difference is right. And look at that, the S&P 500 making new record highs yesterday. So up and away again. This to me was a little surprising, especially with everything going on this week.
Yeah, so yesterday, going into this week, the S&P 500 rallied into the close. I saw that this is because the U.S. Treasury borrowing was less than expected. That's what boosted the market here. But, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. We have a super busy economic calendar and also an earnings calendar.
Exactly, and there you see it. We had some red flag reports today. Consumer confidence and the JOLTS job openings. So consumer confidence rose slightly higher than expected. And that jobs opening was really in the spotlight here. This is a report that the Fed really favors and looks at. And we see that there was a nice increase in job openings.
Yeah, all about jobs report and, of course, the Fed meeting tomorrow. But, I mean, these are both correlated. And I do believe that Powell will comment on the JOLTS job report tomorrow, because that is definitely something, as you said, that they're keeping an eye on. Higher than expected, showing a resistant labor market. And, I mean, recession? What recession? I mean, consumer confidence lower than it was in the previous months, but still at a pretty high level.
Exactly. So this all interesting because there was a bit of a reaction, whether it was to JOLTS jobs or consumer confidence, a tiny bit of a dip. But with where we're at today, it's clear that that investors and traders are really just waiting for tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow the big one. First of all, we do have the Fed meeting, and also looking at the earnings calendar, we have several earnings coming out tomorrow.
Exactly. So if you after the bell today, we have Microsoft, right, and Alphabet. And so this week, we have almost 20% of the S&P reporting, but the big focus, Microsoft, Apple, Meta, Amazon, and Google. And this makes up, those companies make up 24% of the S&P 500 when you look at their weighting, and 32% of the NASDAQ 100 based on their weighting. So that's a lot of potential interest in market movement, Marcus.
Yeah, and this is why, as you said, I mean, we were surprised that the markets reacted yesterday because we expected a quiet Monday and Tuesday, because we know that this afternoon it's picking up. And then, I mean, it's just one thing after another. So if you look at it again, this afternoon, Microsoft, Apple reporting earnings. Tomorrow, we have the Fed meeting, right? Then on Friday, on Thursday, we have Apple, Amazon, Meta after the bell. And on Friday, we have several oil companies and we have jobs. I mean, so the quiet time is over. But again, what quiet time? Yesterday, ahead of all of these earnings, the S&P and the Dow made new record highs.
Yeah. So keeping on moving on up. And right now, the indices are down just a little bit. But hey, there's a lot left for this week. And traders definitely waiting for, at a minimum, to see what happens after the bell today.
Yeah. However, what did move today is treasuries. Even this, I mean, the yields, both the 2-year yield and the 10-year yield had a pretty decent jump after the report. So up 1.5% after the reports have been released.
Sure. And so the 10-year right now up 0.4% for the session. But you're right, Marcus. There was a bit of a reversal because 10 years were falling heading into that report. They experienced more market movement than the stocks in particular, and a pretty decent swing there.
Yeah. And this means, again, if you look at this, higher for longer, because if you look at the expectations of Fed futures traders right now, look at this. I mean, for tomorrow, yes, we already know the Fed will not do anything. I mean, this would be a huge shock, and I don't anticipate it. But we will hear what Powell has to say. And this 37% probability that there's a rate cut in March is down from 81 or maybe even 84%. So, I mean, this is massively down. And the Fed said they're expecting 3 rate cuts for 2024. Traders initially were factoring in 6. I mean, now we are down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I mean, all of these very close calls. So it seems that traders are starting to believe, okay, maybe the Fed is right.
Looks like it. And I mean, gosh, the March cut seemed premature all along. So that's not so much of a surprise. We'll see about May. I still think that we're looking at a cut the second half of the year, but at least the probabilities are starting to be a little more in line with expectations, because at one point I think the March cut was like a 75% probability. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy. All right. Well, we do have a few things to look at. We do have some movement with our existing positions, and we also considered some new positions today. So we'll talk about this in just a moment, but let's take a look at our existing positions, starting with CSIQ. Lower again today. I mean, all hinges on tomorrow, CSIQ being super sensitive to interest rates. As interest rates move higher today, CSIQ is moving lower. We liked the reversal bar yesterday, but today it seems that we're going back towards the 22 level. So we'll see. I mean, happy with this and our rescue mission. And if we need to fill the gap, all right, let's get it over with and then rally back up.
Yeah. After such a high, a big gap like that, there's definitely some gap filling pressure, and whether or not we'll see a full gap fill, sometimes you get a 50% or partial fill. It is what it is, but definitely looking for this to make another run higher.
Yeah, NEE, pretty much the same boat. Interest rate sensitive, with interest rates moving higher today, NEE moving lower. But I kind of like that now we are establishing kind of a new uptrend. So let's see if this can continue and if you can move back into the range here between 61 and 63 and then hopefully break out, moving closer to our cost basis of 69.50 or our break even of 67.58.
That's the goal.
All right. Oxy. We took Oxy yesterday and it looks good. I mean, up 0.2%. So this trade is working out well. Yesterday, we did sell the 57 put. So we were looking at the 57 put, sold it yesterday for 38 cents. So this is working out really, really well. Oxy has been just great for us.
It has. Fun trading Oxy. Love the 57 level. Got some nice premium yesterday. Today, looking at the PowerX wheel scanner, there was an opportunity to sell Oxy again and get at a minimum 30% annualized. And we'll see what the week brings.
Yeah. UPS, the big one. I mean, yesterday we talked about it and I was going back and forth. Should I sell my calls or should I get out of this? You know what? In hindsight, I'm happy that I made the decision to sell calls, because I was able to close them today and I sold them for $4.50. I was able to close them today for 15 cents. So that's $4 and 35 cents. And I have 1,200 shares. So that's like what? Just a little bit over $5,000 in realized profits in less than 24 hours. I'll take that.
Okay. And we knew there was some earnings risk holding this going through earnings. My break even on this one is 158.57. So about, you know, 9% lower from my break even level. And UPS telling us that we have to hold this stock a little bit longer. I still think UPS is solid, but they're definitely a disappointment on earnings.
Yeah, although it wasn't really a whole lot. I mean, first, before we look into earnings, my break even now at 139.68. So very happily right now trading $5 above my break even. I like this. But yeah, it was interesting to see. We don't have it here just yet. So let's move over here to see the reaction. And they missed earnings by a little bit, but it was more about the guidance.
Exactly. And this is where they admitted that it was just a tough year, right? And the adjusted earnings per share for the quarter, 247, and analysts expected 246. That adjusted per share takes some one-time adjustments into consideration, like they had the labor dispute, so some one-time items like pensions and some assets. But I think that the bigger thing too here is you had the guidance concern, but also a year prior they earned $3.96 a share. So a year prior they're doing so much better, and I think there was some optimism going into the quarter, and then a little bit of the air being let out of the balloon there after the true earnings came out. But even 2024 outlook, it's not that bad compared to expectations.
No, I think the expectations were 96 billion, and they said, well, we'll probably land somewhere between 92 and 94 and a half, something like this. So, I mean, it's not dramatic. However, I mean, this worse than expected and lowering the guidance gives UPS an opportunity to cut cost and lay off workers, right? And I mean, as a union company here, this is where they need a strong reason to say, okay, why are we laying off workers? And of course, it sucks for UPS drivers or UPS employees who are affected by this, but traders, investors usually like cost saving measures. So this is why I believe that UPS will bounce back. But yeah, as you said, we're in this for a few more weeks and I'll have fun with it.
Yeah.
All right. So we looked at quite a few trades this morning with our mastermind members. One that we put in our watch list was BBY Best Buy. So this is where going nicely in a range here. Income statement looks good, quarterly, annually, nice dividend yield, nice PE ratio. Right now, the strike price is a little bit too high, but if we can get a strike price here somewhere between, I want to say, 64 and 68, I would be happy to trade this one.
I like that chart there, and the numbers look pretty good when you look at the fundamentals. It pays a great dividend.
It does. We looked at a few others here as well. One of our good old buddies, Coterra CTRA, came back on the scanner. A little bit earlier, it looked definitely more attractive. So before it started rallying, we were looking at, I think we did 2450 popped up, right?
Yes. So 2450, maybe 24 lower would be something to consider, but nice to see that one pop up on the list. That was a fun one for both of us.
Yeah. And then we also had SLB Schlumberger pop up here. So that's kind of interesting. I mean, looking at this and zooming out a little bit, it's not necessarily a company that's going sideways, but a super solid uptrend here. And right now, a possibility of maybe getting into it at 46.50.
I think this was a decent maybe, and I was considering it, but decided let's see what else pops up today and this week.
Yeah. Now, I decided to take CZR. not according to my plan. So this is where, let me explain, why is it not according to my plan? Well, if you look here at my trading hub and my trading plan, you'll see that in terms of what to trade, this is what I'm looking for. Profitable according to Google Finance, preferable profitable quarters, but profitable years are okay. Paying a dividend as a rule of thumb should be obeyed. So looking at this, especially with the quarterly and the annual statement, I mean, if you look at the annual income statement, we see, well, they had a profit, they had a profit in 2019, loss, 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 profit. So 3 out of the 5 years were losing years. And this is why you decided to skip this one.
I did. I like this chart. I really like this chart. And I like that they turned around and we know the deal with the pandemic. So the losses in 2020 and even going into 2021, I think they can be explained. But a little bit aggressive for me. Definitely worth considering. And again, for me, it was passing because it was 100% according to plan and seeing if we do get some opportunities and a reaction to the earnings coming out this week and Fed tomorrow.
Yeah. So for me, not according to plan. And as a reason, I selected fundamentals because I just got back from Vegas. I spent 10 days in Vegas and Vegas is packed. I mean, this is where Peter, one of our mastermind members this morning, said, well, could it be a little bit the Vegas hangover? But I've seen, I mean, hotels are packed. Hotel room prices are crazy. If you try to get into a show or to one of the attractions like the Sphere, you have to make reservations in advance. You can't even just walk into a steakhouse at night. I mean, if you decide at 7 o'clock you're hungry and walk into a steakhouse, it's not going to happen. I mean, they are packed. And we're talking about steakhouses where you can easily spend $500 to $700. So this is where I see, okay, over the past few years, they have increased their revenue. And I do believe that right now, with the higher prices that they can demand, the profits will follow. And again, I could be wrong. And this is why I say it was not according to my plan. But you see also here on the quarterly statements, how they're turning it around and basically turning to a profit. So what did I do this morning? We were looking at several things. I was looking here and I did sell the 43 strike price expiring on Friday for 25 cents. So this gave me some very, very nice premium that I'll take. But again, I'm full right now, which might not be the best thing going into the Fed meeting tomorrow.
See how it goes.
You still have an open position, right?
I do. So I have an open spot. Didn't see anything I wanted to pull the trigger on today, but I think that there were a few decent maybes, and I'm going to wait.
Yeah. So anyhow, tons of maybes. And let me know, is this helpful when we are showing you the trades and why we are entering the trades and giving you a few things for your watch list? Because if it is, do us a favor and give us a like. I really appreciate all of the likes. And if you feel that this might be beneficial for others, share this video. There's a share button right below this. And we are excited about what will happen here for the remainder of the week, because it definitely looks it will be an exciting week.
Looking forward to some opportunities. That's what we're here for.
All right. Make sure that you tune in. If you haven't subscribed just yet, subscribe. And then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.